Blog Talk Radio.
Buenos dias.
We just waiting on them to come on and join us this morning, so we might just get another cup of coffee while we wait for that. But it's okay. So y'all come on in and join us live this morning here at Mansion on Talk Road, and I mentioned in the studio.
Yes.
We're so excited about what God is doing. So we want to take a moment to Facebook.
Familiar.
Yes.
Hi, Laura. And our blog radio.
Yes.
Bienvenidos.
So good morning. Welcome.
Welcome.
Blog radio listeners.
Yes.
We're so excited that today is the day
that the Lord has made.
And
we're
going to
rejoice and be glad in it.
Woo! Yes. So I have to be careful when I talk because I have so many explanation points in my Okay, I just found that out. But now when you know better, you do better. But I've tried, Laura.
Yes.
But then you can't turn down. Because remember,
yes.
Turn down for
what?
We're so excited about being here in this amazing time of,
Buenos dias, Miss Chelsea.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Chelsea, we love you this morning, sweet
our
woman.
Our faithful audience on Facebook, just always watching the show.
Yes.
And share the video.
Share the video, Miss Chelsea. Do your thing. Don't miss seeing you on the first Sunday with the House of Lords.
Yes.
It's okay, because we know you got stuff going on.
Yes.
So just keep us lifted up. We
yes.
pray for me, and we pray for
you,
and we'll watch God change things.
Yes.
Because He is the change agent.
And there's
okay?
power in prayer.
Yes, it is. We just talked about that on our show before the show.
Yes. About praying for each other because the struggle is real sometimes,
yes,
you know?
It's real.
And we got to speak life over that situation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You better know it. You
Amen.
Better know it. You better know it. And we're excited about speaking life because we're the life speakers.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We are. But God is so good to us, America. We have to be mindful. Good morning, my amazing cousin, brother, Anthony Dunbar. So good to see you this morning. And we're so excited about what God is excited about for you. Right, Laura?
Yes.
So we
yes.
look a little relaxed, but we've been on chill mode. We've been trying to, save our energy and, authority.
I know, I'm trying to be calm,
Yes, and my song I wanted to play this morning, I'm going to play it next week on part two, because I was like, we got to have all these phones, and so we got to work it out, and then, don't go get Amazon, but I don't know the password, so that frustrated me, so we were like, no, but it's just so amazing today, because, God is so good to us.
Yes.
So I don't know about you, America, but I know you twin. This is how we do it. If you the moment you open your eyes, you're so grateful.
Yes.
That God touched you this morning because, He made death behave on your behalf.
Yes.
Right?
And let me tell you, when I woke up this morning, I stretched my hand.
Come on.
And I said, Lord, I don't want to get up. I don't feel like getting up.
Come on.
And I just want to stay in bed. But you know what? I'm going to check myself before
what?
I wreck myself
and
be obedient.
Come on, good morning, Nancy.
And do what He's calling us to do.
You know what, Laura? When you stay asleep, the only thing you might get is a dream.
Yeah.
Never comes to a sleeper but a dream. We got to get on up, right?
Yes.
So I just thank God for everyone today.
Yes.
Once again, good morning again, Miss Nancy. It's so good to see you guys. Yeah, we see you. I know y'all see us, but
Morning, Nancy.
Yeah, it's all about what's in the spiritual.
Yeah. And then I have to say, not my will, but thy will too. Be done, and I got to deny me. We got to deny
ourselves. Yeah.
And then be about the Father's business for such a time as this.
Yes.
This
Hallelujah.
Is when He's being glorified. This is when He's showing us that we're in a place now that He wants us Him
That's
and Him
it.
Only
That's
because
it.
He wants to be glorified. And if we're not sharing testimonies,
Come
if
on.
We're not showing the power of the Holy Spirit in us, then people are going to think He's a dead God.
Right.
And because I know that He's not a dead God,
you
He's
know.
Alive.
You gotta know.
This is why we do this, because we want to share with y'all,
yes.
What He's putting in us. And then y'all have to study too,
Come
okay?
On,
and read
Come
the
on.
Word. But we're just here to, we're mouthpiece,
that's
right?
That's it. We're here to give you the fullness, the truth,
yes.
the word of God. And that's why we say, write the scriptures down. Go read them for yourself. Hear what God is saying
yes.
to you in this season. Yesterday, I had the most amazing encounter in the supernatural yesterday. Oh my gosh, the process of the 3,573. I gotta tell you, Lord, I didn't have time because we had the show before the show. But, just out of all the promises, because this is the book of promises, America. So in it, get you one. Just get you one.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to be as radical as me and get 3,500, because I'm going to get 3,500.
Yes.
And I know it's way more than that.
Right?
Yes. But I'm going to walk it out every day. So, you know, I was talking to the Lord this weekend. I said, I know you have something in store for the kingdom, because, you know, everything that we do, it costs money.
Yes.
Everything. You know, we don't worry about it, but that's a reality.
Yeah.
So I said, Lord, you know, everything belongs to you, so I'm going to need you to bring the finances in so we can continue our shows, our TV, everything that we, you know, supernaturally do.
Yes.
Even as a new author, this is all supernatural, America. So yesterday, I just want to send my shouts and salutes to Lou Ball. Because she just did a drive by the mansion.
Wow, unexpected drive by.
Just out of nowhere.
Did you do the mansion?
Go! So look, and then, you know, I don't even know her, personally, but I know her. And I thank God for the encounter.
Yes.
But just her watching our shows live, and she just said, the Lord told her when she came in the mansion, she said she could feel the Lord here. That's powerful.
Yes.
Just that all by itself.
Yes.
Just to drive by to come tell us that. That's powerful, right?
Yes.
So she said, you know, she wanted to be a blessing. So she wanted
kingdom.
To purchase books. I sold out of books. And I had this one left. If I had told her it was up here, she'd have bought this one too. But
she bought all the books.
Yes, but I have more at home and totally forgot to bring them today. But it's okay. To God be the glory. Good morning, Michelle. We can't wait to watch your show this week, girl.
Yes.
I'm so excited about it. So anyway, this is a testimony. So we overcome, you know, by the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimony. And the testimonies are not for you. They are to help
others.
People get through, because we serve the same God yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right.
So, you know, and listen, we have to get serious about our petitions to the Father.
Yes.
And say, I don't know how you're going to do it, Lord, but I know you're going to do it.
And it's done, because it's there.
Bam.
It's finished.
Bam. And you don't know who he's going to use. What Lou lives way across the other side of Tarrant County.
Yes, he lives over there by Richland Hill.
See what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah. And it was unexpected, her showing up.
Yes.
And God's like, okay, but see, it always happens when we didn't expect it and we do the matrix.
Come on up.
But he's faithful. He's so faithful.
And just. He is, Lord. So
yes.
I just want to say thank you, woman of God. And then not only that, this is so powerful. This is a Trinity testimony. She came in and she spoke about who was here, which is the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Then she said, I want to bless some people. So she came in and bought all the books I had. Praise the Lord. Then she said, this is what really took me there. As I'm putting her card in to pay for the book, she goes, and I want to see.
Okay. Woo!
And we always say, we're not just playing about this. It's harvest time, America.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and I'm here, Mary, right now. Go get your blessing.
Yes.
Go get it. Go get it.
Yes.
So we got to be mindful to wake up on purpose, right, Laura?
And the harvest is spiritually.
Yes.
When we're sharing the gospel, the word of God, you know, it's not going to go void. And then that seed.
Yes.
Okay? Because we know this is spiritual warfare world. But when we do that, the finances are going to follow. That's why I love when you say that. That's why I know we're twins. We never look in our account.
Come on, Elba.
I mean, I know that I have $5 billion in there right now, but but I know who my dad is.
Come on now.
And there's no limitation for me.
It's not.
You know, and for you.
No, you better know it.
So when he says for me to do something, I don't even question how I have this much. I just say, okay, Lord.
Come on.
And I do it. And the next thing you know, he provides in a way that I'm like, whoa. You know, and then he gets glorified. Because, you know, whatever God does, whatever he does in your life, we're going to glorify him and say it's not because of what we did, it's because of who we are in him, and it's all him.
That's
in us.
I think for us, though, as people, we want our will. Mm-hmm. And we say, not my will, Lord, but yours. But do you really want God's will? Okay, so that's why you got to check thyself before
you wreck yourself.
Yes. Listen, I was on that instrumental Ice Cube this morning, and we was really rocking it this morning. Good morning, Vicky. Our studio audience has arrived.
She got her journal ready. Woo! She's taking notes.
Vicky, can I see your phone real quick? And can you put it on YouTube? Can you just we got to do this because I need about 15 phones, America. Get the hell out of that thing we do. So listen, you got to know that. But this is such a powerful testimony about the book, but this is what really took me into the next dimension. So after she did what she did, bought the book, then she did the seed, then she began to declare some things, not only in this
book, life.
Yes, she spoke life into the building, into my spirit, into the ministry, into the church, into the teeth. I mean, she was like, and in the word of God, it says that, you know, that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, and you better get ready because they're going to come and start. I was like, what?
And she bought all the books.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, David. Yes. Good morning. Yes. I'm like, David, that's my word.
How are you this morning, mighty man of God? Thank you for tuning in. Did you get, oh, you got to start, girl.
Our
okay,
topic
so,
is check yourself before you wreck yourself. Yeah.
Oh, to God be the glory. I'm so
there's
excited.
There's a song. She sang a song in the phone.
Oh, don't worry.
I didn't know there was a song. What? Oh, there's a song. I said, let's play it.
Okay, I'm like, Lauren Kelly, don't play.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to get the instrumental, though. Please believe me, okay? Yeah.
And you know what? I just want to share this with everybody.
Go ahead,
we're
Laura.
All in the construction.
Yeah.
And we all need to check ourselves. Because you know what? I got issues. I'm going to be transparent.
You bet.
Okay? But I know that I'm not where I used to be.
None of us.
You know, God's dealing with me every day. He puts up with me every day. But when I see after what he did in the cross, why would you not want to please Father, Abba, and do what's right and let me bring change in your heart? To be blessed, to be a blessing, and speak life over others instead of curses, you know? Because he'll do it, you know? And so I just thank him for what he did in Calvary. And I'm like, that's why I'm like, I love my daddy because he loved me first and he shed his blood. He got, you know, he got hurt real bad, okay?
Uh-oh, here we go,
here we go.
Yeah, don't play. Listen to what the man is saying here in this song. I know y'all done heard it, but y'all done probably heard the unclean version. We playing the instrumental this morning.
Can they hear it?
Yeah, can y'all hear it this morning? I'm probably on the speaker this morning. But this is serious, America. Check yourself before you wreck thyself. And that scripture is in Acts 3:19.
Look it up. Acts 3:19 in the Bible.
Yeah, because God ain't playing with us. So, you know, we just thank God for Vicky coming this morning. We was like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to play this? But we playing it for you this morning. So check yourself before you wreck yourself. So with that being said, don't be trying to take the speck out of nobody else's eye when you got a log in your eye.
Woo!
Come on now. We call that self-control. So we're going to speak in alignment this morning with the Father about what he's talking about. But you know me and Lord, we always got to have a little conflict in what we do. So we're so excited this morning to check ourselves. Right, Mark? Come on, America. Y'all know we're not playing. If we could get up and do the MC Hammer right there, we would. We so. We ain't playing with it. But to God be the glory. Check yourself. So, you know, it's one of those things like Arsenio Hall used to say. It's one of them things that make you go, Yeah, what you talking about, Pastor Marlo? Well, we're going to be talking about what God is talking about,
yeah,
right, Laura?
Yeah, when she told me that yesterday, oh, my gosh, she told me the shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Y'all know, Laura.
Sure, it's clapping.
Yeah, we got a national anthem this morning. We pray we don't go to jail with Ice Cube playing music on Facebook and the blog radio. Good morning to our blog talk radio listeners once again all over the world. And we just thank God. Check yourself. Come on now. Check yourself. I just thank God.
Good morning.
Good morning, Papa James.
Good morning.
Papa James, what's going on? right hand. The left hand. That's the left.
That's so true. I was just saying that this morning when I was talking to the mighty man of God.
whenever God gives you an assignment, see, it's the consistency in the assignment. Most people think, well, that's accomplished, I'm done. No, until God releases you, mm-hmm. you have to be released, because trust me, when he releases you, it's another door for you to go right into.
And you have to be committed.
Yeah.
You have to be committed. Yeah. And you know what? What I think about when I read some of the stories in the Bible of some of my brothers in the Lord as disciples, what they went through, they all have different way of God using them, and they all have struggles.
They did.
They all know.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, but as they were learning and growing and spending time with God, of course, God used all of them till death, you know, in the flesh, in the spirit, you know, they're in the mansion. Not all of them. We know Judas did it, but anyway. those are going to accept them, and those are not,
right,
you know?
Right.
You can't make everybody. Not everybody's going to one relationship with Jesus. We know that. I mean, God's heart is not one be less than time, but we already know that there's some they're not. But if we're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, God will always lead you and help you to those that he knows are ready. If the hearts are ready, just like my heart was ready when the church came to my neighborhood.
But when it was ready.
Yes, yes.
A lot of times we want people's heart to be ready. It ain't ready. We want it to be ready when we want it to
and
be ready.
And we want to be the
Holy
Spirit.
The yes.
So I'm learning that, okay? Because I'm learning to keep it shat.
But listen, Laura, all you got to do, if God is calling you to sow the seed, sow it. If he's calling you to water it, just
water it.
You know, and the harvest is going to come. But
you can always speak a word of encouragement, the word of God, and let the Holy Spirit bring the conviction. Because
right.
He will. But if we go around just telling people negative, and not let the Holy Spirit do the work, because I'm learning that with my family, and God is doing this. New thing, just like he is in me.
Hallelujah.
And I'm like, oh, so this is how you do it. Yes, that's why let me be the Holy Spirit. And I'm learning, you know, he manifests.
He does.
But I stand on the word with his promises on all of them. 3,000.
Come on, 500. Uh oh, Papa Jack, I got something to show you.
I don't want just one.
Yes.
Okay, or two. No.
Yes. Hallelujah. But you know what? You have to know that. And how do you know? You know in your knower, the one that's in you.
Yeah.
You know, and you just have to be in a posture. We have to get in a posture in the yes of the surrender, so that and God will equip you. He don't equip you until you answer. America, he does. And once we say yes, Lord, I'll go, or yes, Lord, then here, and then he will begin to download. He will give you revelation. Revelatory knowledge is just hanging out with the Holy Ghost as he speaks to you.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people get so caught up into I got to get these degrees, and I'm not knocking degrees. Don't start that, America. I'm not saying that. Because it's great that, people, but what is God saying to you? If he's telling you to go get a degree, get one. Because a lot of times what we do is we go into those lanes and we get in a lot of debt, and then we got issues with the debt, and God didn't tell you to do that. So you have to be mindful. And if he didn't tell you to do it, don't do it. Because he's going to equip you, because I just have to be careful at how I speak about that, because a lot of people take that very personal. But it's okay, but if God tells me to say it, I'm going to say it. Whatever it is, because we all have to understand that God has the last word.
Yeah, and he uses those that are, their heart is humble and pure, and they're seeking him.
Right.
And so we have to be sensitive to that, you know, because God has spoken to me in a way that it was unexpected, and I'm like, that's why I'm very sensitive to you, how he speaks to me, because you'd be surprised if he uses it.
Yeah.
You
make the donkey talk. Come on. So don't let the donkey talk to you. Okay? And the rocks cry out. Seriously, get your praise on. Yes. Because every time I think about the house of glory, I think about me, Dali. But we just be all acting like, y'all know how we used to act at the club.
Yeah.
Y'all remember? But we be cropped. We be turned out for Jesus. It's
yes.
so awesome.
Yes. And just like you had a testimony this morning, I have a testimony of a friend of mine at work. And I hope she don't mind me sharing this, but I'm sure she don't. Her name is Liana. And you know, when she worked with me, you know, I'm going to tell them about Jesus.
Oh.
And so she told me the other day, because she has a passion for instruments and singing, and she has not done it. She used to go to church a lot, she said, but she don't anymore. And then she says, but I'm seeing your walk with God, and I'm getting convicted, she said. And also she said, me and my boyfriend been fighting, and so much is happening with my family, but God is showing me as I see you praying for people and hear you praying for people, it's because I have fallen away from relationship with God, and so I need to get back with God. And I said, yes, and it starts right now, right here, now. And so I got to pray for her. And when I prayed for her, it's almost like she had, like, her eyes were like, and I said, you know what's going to be beautiful about this? That even though you have gone this way, could have gone straight out with him, when he brings you back, it's greater. It's going to be greater than him, you know? And that gave her hope, you know, because she thought that, well, is God mad at me, or maybe he's not going to want me back? I said, no, he'll take you anytime since life is part of it.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
And so she was just like, I mean, her dimension now with God, and she's praying, and that's what we're supposed to do. We need to help others.
And you know, Laura, interesting.
Because there's a lot of people that have, you know.
I was seeing, as you were talking about how you were, that you do a sleep life, and you I wasn't that so good. Just so be, let's say that. When you're surrounded by people, that's really, we're just to be the light, you know, in dark times. And so these are dark times, and they're going to get dark.
Yeah.
But here's what God is saying, what he showed me just now. I was seeing the fires that are like the California. But if we, as the people of God, would begin to be that way and light a spark in the spirit, and then we should be burning like that. We should be burning in the, in what do they call them, out, Papa Jack and the fires are out of control, what do they call them, infernal fires, or, yeah, if we as the people of God connect together and begin to flow in the spirit and bring the fire, which is the Holy Ghost, then we could kindle and catch fire, and we can outfire the fire, you know.
Yes. And I told her, I said, God has a calling for you, and he's waiting for you to say
yes.
And because he's going to use you to help others.
That's
it's always to help others. And she was like, you know, she was like getting a, you know, like, you know, it was
that's
God,
beautiful.
Holy Spirit
that's
was
beautiful.
Doing something in her.
Yes, that's so true.
Yes.
That's beautiful, Barto. Yes. You know, you continue to be encouraged.
Yes.
You're on the time.
Yes.
You know, and then from what you were saying yesterday, your bad assignment's almost over.
That, on the 30th.
And then when you go, when that's
and
over,
I'm
God
sure.
is already have another door. I know.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, but really the checking myself is really a hard thing.
Yeah.
If you want to get, we're going to get to the basics of this teaching. It's really all about the whole heart.
Yeah.
You know, so most people want to do stuff, but they want to do it half heart. But they want the fullness of the manifestation. Yes, you know, and it's all about it's all about the whole heart, because God wants our heart. So where we're wholehearted, love and service is what God has always asked of us. He just wants us to serve, because he was the greatest servant, and in love, not do it grudgingly or not doing it, complain about it. That's not love.
Yeah. And I was, when I was teaching the Bible study for the little children on Acts 10:38, and there was a scripture that Jesus went around doing good. Acts 10:38. He went around doing good.
Yeah.
You know, healing,
yeah.
laying hands on the sick, speaking life. You know, that's what he does.
Yeah.
So that's what we're supposed to be doing.
But what we do, we get caught up looking at where we are now compared to what they are now. And then somehow we think that we have arrived. We're not going to arrive till we're in the face of Jesus.
Yes,
you know, and we, you know, God has a, he continues to work in us every day with the new stuff. Because, you know, I get delivered from wanting to slap people, and then next thing I know, I need to be delivered again.
And you know what? People think sometimes, even my family, and I know if they're watching, they're gonna laugh, but it's not funny. It is funny, but then it's not. So I was stressed out one day, okay? Yes, every blue moon. It doesn't happen. And it was just so much going on. And I raised my voice, and I said something I shouldn't have said. And everyone, all my family, Luke, everybody, Mom, what? I cannot believe. And you go to church. And I'm like, okay, right away, I was wrong to say that. I rebuke it. I don't know where that came from. And I'm sorry. No, you shouldn't be, and I mean, they will not let me go.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't have no right to ever get upset. Like, I'm not supposed to, you know? And I'm like, look, sometimes I get upset, and sometimes, I don't know, like I said, but I know what's wrong. I apologize, but they will not leave me alone. Like, I can't believe it. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
and you know what, Laura?
Like, I'm supposed to just not. Let me help you out a little bit.
Because this is where I go in the Word. I see Jesus in the tip. Turning over the table, clicking and flicking on the people, and then I'm good. Because after I'm going to click on you, I'm walking it out with Jesus. And we've been in the temple. We turned them over and we're finna get
like, I don't have no right to you know, my temper get upset. I mean, God, it doesn't happen, y'all.
But Jesus
but
did.
But it happened, okay? Oh, my goodness.
So I'm just trying to help you out. Okay. So when you go through that, do you allow yourself to put in the light? Suppress you in that, or did you?
For a second.
What?
And then right away, I rebuked it. I had to, like, no, you know what? It is what it is, and y'all pray for me, I'm praying for you. And that's it.
And get out of my face so I click again. Okay? You better know it. Okay?
But that would say how long I've been going. I'm like, oh my God, but still, y'all, come on.
It's just something else, you know. But I'm telling you, America, when you say yes, Lord, the big, you know, what is the Hollywood spotlight doing that's shining in the sky 1,000 miles? You can be in one city and see. That's what people put on when you say yes.
God.
They put spotlights on you, and they can't wait for you to say, "What the hell, I can wait." Okay. You're a pastor. You ain't supposed to say hell. Well, that comes from hell. Okay. It's true. Some stuff do come from hell, and we send it back to the sender. Yes, it, we do. So, but you have to know that, you know, and don't let people to do that because this is through the judgment, you know, and because you're upright and you're walking and you're a carrier, and you're a container, but you're not perfect, you know. We're not. So, you know, I get people off of me real quick because, see, when you get set free from people, and we can talk about that, when you get set free from people, you know, you don't take it like that. You just tell them, okay, move around or it's going to happen again. Yes. Yes. But listen, we're going to talk about what Matthew 7 and 3 through 5 is talking about this morning. We're trying to go through.
We're trying to help somebody.
We're
okay.
Like 30 minutes into this session. But God is good. He is. So that's what we're going to go this morning, Lord. Matthew 7, verse 3 through 5.
La palabra de Dios es
lumbre,
es
fuego.
God's love letter,
which is fire.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Mm. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. And it says, ¿y por qué te preocupas por las axilas en el ojo de tu amigo cuando tú tienes un tronco en el tuyo? ¿Cómo puedes pensar en decirle a tu amigo, déjame, ayúdame a sacar la espía de tu ojo, ver más allá del tronco que está en tu propio ojo? Hipócrita, primero quítate el tronco de tu ojo, después verás lo suficiente bien para ocuparte de la espía en el ojo de tu amigo. ¿Algo es 7?
No, 7, 3, 2, 5.
Okay.
Aleluya. So let me read the King James version here, and it says, and this is Matthew 7, 3 through 5, and whom beholdest thou? And that's, I just want to start right there, because this is Jesus, because this is in red in my Bible, and Jesus is talking right here. Who gave you the right? That's what he's saying. And who and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam? Hello! That is in your own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy eye, and behold, a beam is still in thine own eye? This is a question. Jesus asked some questions. Thou hypocrite, now he's going to check you. Thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thy own eye, and then thou shalt clearly see and clearly cast out the mote out of the brother's eye. So what Jesus is saying, if you got a beam in your eye, but you're looking at the mote, which is a speck, in your brother's eye, but you are going over trying to take the speck out, but you got a big hole in your eye, first of all, you're going to knock the man in the head. Can we just talk about that and keep it real? Okay? Right, Brother Jeff? Really? So we are so busy looking at the flaws, because, you know, there are flaw finders, people that are looking at you trying to see your flaws and pick those out. They too busy looking at that than what who you really are, you know. So what Jesus is telling us, who told you could do that? Who gave you permission to judge and to be? I mean, some people are very aggressive with it too, you know, trying to take that little bitty thing out of your eye and knocking you in the head because they got a big, I look at it like a telephone call. That's huge, you know, but that's why we saying check thyself before you wreck yourself, because God is looking. You know, he said, judge not, and you should not be judged. We can't judge people, but find out what you can do to be a blessing, to be able to help them help them walk out of that. You know what I'm saying, Laura?
And in my walk, the years that I've been seeking God, I've seen transformation and healing and deliverance in souls and people, family members, neighbors, when we pray and intercede for them, even though everything that we're doing was going to take them to hell, but because once upon a time they gave their hearts to the Lord, and I think all the intercession and prayer that took place brought deliverance or conviction and healing and change in them, because we were speaking the word of God, which is life. It's lumbre, it's fuego.
Come on now.
And I mean, I've seen people that, I mean, if you saw them in their lifestyle, they were 15 to they were 38, you would have said, there's no way. And then now God has restored their life, they got a business, they got a marriage, but they had a mom, he had a mama that was interested in, she had a lot of intercessors praying, speaking life over him, and the person got set free.
Yeah.
And so people, I mean, when we think that God cannot set someone free or bring change, it's like saying God is powerless.
Right.
That's why I know that nothing is too big for God, because he did it for me, he could do it for anyone. And then I've seen many other testimonies and healings and that's what gives me hope, that when I see a person, a woman of God or a man of God struggling and what they're doing is bondage or whatever, I say, no, but you know the word of God says this. Right. I mean, there's power in intercession and praying and speaking life and not, and let the Holy Spirit do the work and bring that conviction. And I know sometimes we need to tell them, you know, but there's power in intercession.
And here it is right here. They have to be ready.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
A lot of times when I ask the Lord, don't let me, I mean, we radical, we speak the natural, we got to turn it down. But at the same time, we don't want to run people down and beat them down with the word. Okay? We want them to, like you say, resonate in a spirit of conviction with the Holy Spirit get a hold of their heart. Even the people that have been in the kingdom and they split, because the word of the Lord says, and Valerie, so you look this up, Google this and see what it is. But this is just what the Holy Spirit said. One thing that the Bible does say, I just don't know the address right now, but we can know it in a minute, that God is married to the backslide. He's married to the people that, you know, lose their way. He is, because he's right there, like he was saying, when he was using the illustration of the young lady. When she's, you know, a lot of people think they have to be cleaned all the way up. Well, we ain't gonna never be cleaning up. But God is the one who does the cleaning.
Yes.
You know, that's why he said, come as you are. Mm-hmm. And then we get caught up with what the people got on. He don't mean that. He means,
walking church, he's talking about
what
they're struggling with.
Yes. So where is that address? Jeremiah 3 and 14, where it talks about that God is married to the backslide. He is. So what we have to do as a people of God, we have to pray for them, because they know it, and that their spirits will be rekindled. That's what we're talking about. Because remember you were saying that the young lady was in church before, and then she backslid, right?
Yes.
But that's who God is married to.
The same thing with my neighbor, Corey. He was in church, and the next thing you know, he was like, wearing like different path, and I mean, he was dead. He's walking in the streets, homeless, everything. I mean, people were asking him to kill him. I mean, it was bad. And he ended up going to prison for 2 years. But those 2 years, God killed him, delivered him, set him free, and now he got a business, and now he hires people that get out of prison to work for him so he can minister to them and tell them that there's hope.
Yeah.
And that's one thing he said to me. Those that have children that struggle, he goes, don't give up on them. Just love them. And let God do the healing and the deliverance.
Work.
He said, and be patient.
That's what it
because
is.
My mom was very patient with me. And I believe this is why God intervened. And of course, you know, I was stubborn, yes. But I finally surrendered. And he struggled from he was 15 to he was 34, I think. And now it's like, wow, now he's helping both her getting out of prison because he couldn't pay because he was in prison himself. Yeah. So something, if you have somebody going to prison or jail, that's probably the best thing that's going to happen because I've seen a lot of testimonies.
And then you don't know.
Even Pastor Bobby,
yeah,
you know.
I love when he's preaching about that.
Yeah.
You don't know, you know, what people have been through. But here's the thing. We go through what we go through for God to give the glory.
Yes.
Because, you know,
There's people see hope. If we never go through nothing or nobody ever gets set free, then how is God going to get glorified?
I was just telling David last night, I said, listen, son, you know, it's not really about what you're going through. It's about how you're coming out
on
the other side.
On the other
you know,
side.
And that's what it's all about is how we're coming out and who we can be a blessing to. Because here's the thing, if God did it for you, he'll do it for them.
Yeah.
You know, but they have to have the desire.
Yes.
They have to really want it because God is already there to give it to them. Because everything that God has for is available. You know, and we limit God.
Yes.
And he is limitless.
Yes.
And we limit him. Oh, well, no, he'll do that for Laura. But he, you know, Laura Rapp.
Right.
You know, Laura, she seed in her life. But I'm not there. Well, do you want to get there? You can. You can even go farther than Laura.
And those that know me, they know what I've been through. So that's why I'm there. I've been through some stuff.
But look at the other side.
God has brought me out of some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of us. To God be the glory, you know, and that's it, you know, for him to be glorified.
Yes.
You know, and knowing that the only way we came was through him, you know, and then we thank God for the people of God who prayed us through, like your mom and my dad, and, you know, and our spiritual parents.
Yeah.
You know,
neighbors.
Yeah.
I had a neighbor that used to fast and pray for me, okay?
Come on.
Or intercede for me, she said, all the time.
And that's so true, though. But, you know, we just you know, trying to be transparent and teaching what God wants us to teach this morning. You know, because obviously there's so many other people in the world that are, we're in this place of where we're looking at other people and judging other people. And we're not even checking ourselves, you know. But God is the God of the heart.
Yes.
He's looking at your heart. He don't care about your weave, what you got on. He don't care about that. He care about your heart. Because so many, and you remember that, I'm serious. And remember that illustration of the banana with the bling?
Yeah.
And when you peeled it back, it was
the
rotten.
The diamond cross-eyed, and then when you peeled the banana,
it was rotten.
It was rotten
on the
inside.
So,
uh-huh.
You know, God cares about the inside. So,
yes.
You know, he does a great work within us, and then we illuminate on the outside. That's why when people say, it's something about you. You got this glow on you, and it's the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
All this time I thought I was oily. I'm just saying. Until my twin said, no, that's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
I'm like, but I look so oily. It looked like, literally, it looked like I passed my churches when I was throwing out the grease. And I was in the way.
And
Laura gave me a revelation.
There was a client at my job that he really ministered to me. And it blessed me because he came in and got his blanket. And, you know, all he could do was thank the Lord. Everything that was coming out of his mouth was, I'm so thankful for this shelter. I'm so thankful that I'm able to have a place to sleep for now. I'm thankful for y'all that y'all here, and even though it smells in here, y'all here, and I know y'all not here for the money, cause, you know. And he was, everything he was saying is how thankful and grateful he was to God. And you know, compared to other countries, we're blessed here in America.
Come on now.
He goes, because other countries don't have organization and shelter. And I'm thankful that we even have bottled water. And he grabbed the bottled water. I'm thankful for this bottled water. And I mean, his heart was just being thankful about, you know, what he had. Now, he don't, not because we don't have a place or because whatever's going on or the COVID. He was just everything. And then that just blessed my heart.
Wow.
And he's the one that I blessed the teachers.
Yeah.
And but he has such a grateful and thankful heart, you know. And I thought that was so beautiful because we are blessed.
We're blessed to be a blessing.
Yes. And he's always blessing people in the shelter. Anything he gets extra, he go help somebody and bless somebody. And I see God using him, even though he's in that predicament right now. But I was right here where you at right now. When God brings you out of this, you're going to help others.
That's right.
And you're going to relate. You're going to have that compassion.
Hallelujah.
I think when we go through stuff and we have struggles, that's where you have the compassion for souls.
You do.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I just so admire about the hunger for. you know, you always talk about how much you love the movie, but I love rock. Especially when, you know, we really represent that we sold out. Are we really representing that we sold out? You know, are we just wearing a T-shirt? No. It's all about walking it out, you know, and just like today, if we could be a blessing to just one person, then all the angels in heaven, the Lord allowed me to see that supernaturally one day, because the enemy was like really trying to like take me there, you know, church with COVID and then the people not being faithful and all of that. And God said, listen, you just, if this, first of all, he said, where two or three are gathered, he's in the midst. And you can't worry about 100 people. When you, it's two or three. Because you can have 100 people and ain't nobody bringing the spirit in with them. You know, it's all about that. But here is the deal. And I was like really talking to the Lord about it because I wasn't bothered by it, but I was, it was one of them things that I was concerned, that it will say. And then he began to show me heaven and all the angels were clapping.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah. And then it reminded me of what Dalise always ministers, how we're saying we are in the audience of one. We got to quit worrying about all these 199,000 people. Come on
now.
Go
for that 199. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning,
Gary. From When We Love.
Yes. So it's really, and this is the word for the leaders and the pastors. We got to know that God is faithful.
Yes.
Because little in the hands of God is much.
Yes.
And he will take us from glory to glory,
yes,
you know, in what he's called us to do. He just wants us to be faithful.
Yes.
In what we steward the things that he's given us,
yes,
and then as you, before you know it, you'll be like, Lord have mercy, the COVID is over.
Yes,
it's really already over. But we just have to know that that doesn't concern the people of God.
And you know what? It's through this COVID thing that's been happening. I have, you know, and working when we love and the DRC organization, I have met some amazing people. And I say, God, you know, thank you for this aisle because I've met some amazing people that are now on fire for Jesus, mm-hmm, that God's doing something in their lives. And it's like that fire spreading,
yeah,
spirit.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. That's how it
is. We're all hand and feet. We all helping each other. That's why Gary and many other organizations connect. And we all speak life and help each,
yeah,
other. And like I said, we all need growth. And we all have, I have issues sometimes. But you know what? Pray for me. But let's,
yeah,
speak life and there be unity.
Yeah.
Let's have unity in the body of Christ Jesus,
right,
okay?
Right.
We're all different members, different areas. So when we put Jesus Christ in the center,
come on,
everything will unfold. He will take care of us. He will provide, mm-hmm, for us. He will set people free. I mean, there's so much he's doing because he said it's finished.
Yeah. He blew my mind yesterday when Blue Ball came in to get out of the book.
And then,
you know, that's why he says, you know, he will do it. He goes before us. He,
yes,
will put you on the heart and the minds of the people across
when
the world.
When you least expect,
yes,
it, and then we do the matrix.
And then this is what she said to me. She was going to take him to her work and put him in the hospital. Now, I'm like, I don't have nothing else to say. Because the books travel, but it's the promise. The Lord said, number one, before I begin to write, that 10 years ago, he told me that when you begin to write, your books will be number one bestsellers. So through the being connected for the right time and the yes and flowing with it, the book was number one for 2 weeks with Joel Osteen. How does that happen?
And I have to remind you.
Come
I have
on.
To remind you, this book. So she came and bought all the books, right?
Yes.
But do you remember the lady that we sent the book to from California?
Yes.
When
we sent the seeds. Yes.
And you sent her like,
I sent five books.
And then you gave me four more.
Yeah,
we
sent
five
books. Yeah.
Because she was going to put it in the nursing home,
right,
or somewhere. And then look.
And then she bought five books. Because she would have bought more, but that's all I had in the mansion. But
yeah,
I have more at home. I forgot to bring them today, but that's okay. But
yeah,
this is just a testimony,
yes,
for those that are like, you know.
You
God,
didn't say like, ooh, you know, I just bought, paid all the money. You just said,
yeah,
I'm sending all those books.
Yeah.
I'm sowing the seed. And,
yeah,
then you had somebody come buy all your,
yeah,
books.
Yeah.
So that's how God does it,
it's
y'all.
It's so true. He does. But here I am decreeing and declaring it's harvest time. It's harvest time. But if I don't believe that it's going to manifest, and I do believe it, but it's somehow when it happens, we do the Holy Ghost nature. Are you serious? We're doing all of that. But God know I'm going to do that because he waiting for me to do that, I think, too.
Yes.
Laura, because I get so excited, but yesterday was one of those days the Lord showed up, and before I knew it, You're talking about a thousandfold return, but it's in the yes. It's in the yes, and it's in the obedience. Because
yes.
He just wants us to be obedient and walk it out. Because his promises are yea and amen.
Amen.
And all I know is about 3,573. But I'm working at 35. But I'm going to encourage you, Papa Jeff, to do what?
Get
you. When you said teacher, Daryl, standing on his promises.
Oh, girl, I got to show you, girl. I didn't show you, girl. I got to show you, girl. So, yeah. I got the call yesterday. The T-shirts, they should be ready today. So I was so excited about that. And I was, because I thinking about Papa Jack, I was hearing him say, and get you one. And get you one. That was my motivation this morning. I could hear him.
He needs to make some audience.
Oh, ma'am, trust me. It's hooked up now. Okay? Do you think I can have a shirt created like that without having Papa Jack? No. Okay? It's so true, though. But, you know, God is so good, and my heart is so full today because God shows up every day, you know, every single day, and it's in the small things. God is in the details, like we were teaching on, God, oh, Lord help us. But he's in the details of everything, and all you have to do is just say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord,
you know,
yes, Lord.
and really mean it, though, because he knows your heart. You know, we can say one thing and do another, but if he doesn't have our full participation in the things of the kingdom, you know, when we can get into that omnipotent portion of who God is, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere.
Everywhere.
All at one time.
Yes.
You know, and you can be minding your own business and he'll drop it like it's hot. He will do it. But we have to make sure that we check ourselves before we wreck ourselves.
Amen.
And that's so important that we stay mindful of that, because if not, just like in our natural minds, we will veer off and be looking at everybody else, point the finger at them, and we got three more. Try to point a finger over here. See how many more you got pointing back at you. Check it out. Try it. I was like, why did the Lord make it like that? He made it to where when we point one, we got three more pointing back at us. It's so true. You know, so we have to be mindful. And God, he is so hilarious because we're created in his image.
Yes.
And if we're hilarious, God is hilarious.
He has a sense of humor.
Yes,
he's
so hilarious. And I had somebody say, don't say that about God. Well, okay, but you just call me hilarious. And if I'm hilarious, God's hilarious because I am.
Yeah.
That I am created in his image, you know. So you just have to be mindful and don't let people turn you down. Don't turn down for people. Be who God
turn
has called you
what?
To be. Yes. Yes, right, Laura? Because I'm guilty of that. You know, in my youth, I would do that, and I really didn't realize that I was created to blow winds across the nation. You don't know that, you know? But and then you try to make other people feel comfortable. I don't want them to feel like I'm overpowered. And then they'll be like, you too much. Well, God is too much. And we too much.
Amen.
You
God
know?
Is too much. That's right.
So one day I realized, I said, you know what, God? I want to be everything that you call me to be. And that's when the zeal began to rise up in me. I had no. Now, here I am, and this is so powerful. I got to share this too real quick. When I was like 23 or 24, I remember, because me and my brothers used to do like ridiculous things, because my brother used to act like he had a winery. And he was like, this comes 1962, cussy air. He would be doing the wine stuff, you know. So I was pretending to be a talk show host.
Hallelujah!
Yes! And my name was Starla. And I've had boxes and stuff on my head trying to change my look. And I was doing the talk show interviewing people. I didn't know, America, that I was going to have a talk show on, like, national TV, Roku TV. Y'all stay tuned. We're just waiting on the mighty man of God. Really, we're ready.
Yes.
We're set. 1, 2, 3. Everything is lined up. But see, this is how the enemy do. He come and try to attack the production team that's going to produce you. And then shut it down. Well, see, that's the spirit of distraction. To say, well, just go on over there and get Billy Bob Joe. He'll produce for you. No. God called 19 productions to produce. And we're going to wait and stand in the gap with the man of God so that we can do life the way God intended us to do life on a new dimension. Because I'm telling you, the enemy will come because he know your destiny too.
Yes.
He will try to distract you and have you run into the north side, and God ain't called you to the north. He comes to
that goes back to being still knowing that he's got being patient. And as you sharing that, 18 years ago, and
come on,
my spiritual mama, Susan Thornger, who relates to this, I remember it's the first time when I fell in love with God and still am. The song that it was in my spirit, it was, and I used to sing it with the little children, and they would laugh. And Susan, and my spiritual dad was alive back then, Pastor Mike. I would sing, I want to be a star for who? For Jesus. I want to be a star. I had the little children say, when I would say for who, they would say for Jesus. Be a star, be a star. And I used to say, Lord, I just want to share your love and hope in your word. Help them just like you helped me, because I will be in prison or dead right now. And then be a star, be a star. And then I'm like, I believe in my heart that now that I'm doing what I'm doing everywhere, I'm a star for Jesus.
You are.
In my
you
heart.
Are. And remember, Lord.
And it's all for Jesus, okay?
You count that at the last conference.
Yes.
Remember.
And it's for Jesus, y'all, because I love him so much, you know, and he loved
so
me
awesome.
First. And so he see, he's about the heart.
Yeah.
He's
all about
the heart.
It's the whole heart.
And you have to have
know.
Compassion
yeah.
for souls.
That's it, like
and
that.
And then when you do that, there's no limitation on what he will do and his doing.
Yeah.
And he said our latter days will be greater than a former.
On,
and I'm standing on those
you
promises.
You better know it. Because there's 3,573. Come on, Papa Jack. Tell him one more time. Just you warned. All you got to do is get warned. But I'm like, I'm going to glut the promises. I am. I'm a walking out, you know, and I'm so excited about it. And everybody's like, you just like outweighs this. Yes, because I was created to be that,
yes.
You know, and to be courageous and not care. You got to get set free, though.
And that's why when you pray, God, send somebody my way that has that crazy radical faith and
yes.
that we could be a team.
Yeah.
Team Jesus.
Come on.
He
come
will
on.
Send somebody.
Come
God answer my prayer.
Hallelujah.
I'm at my twin sister, okay?
Yes. So God is so good, America, and we just want you to know what we know, right, Laura?
Yes.
And, you know, and most people say, well, how did you get there? It's a journey. It's a journey. One day at a time, that's the only way it comes. You know, and you just, like Laura was saying, you fall in love with Jesus, because he is our first love. You know, real true love. You know, he is, and he will show you.
I will never let you go.
Yeah. Yes, he is the lover of our soul. He just loves us so much. But, you know, he gives us the green light so many times, right, Laura? So that's why we'd be glad when everything gets set back to normal, to where we can go back into the banks and decree our $1 billion as we make our deposits and go back into the grocery stores and be a blessing and buy somebody some. Just do what God called us to do. And like Lou Ball, who came by yesterday and bought the books. That just, you know, and it's not even about the money. It's about the manifestation of the promises. Because God, when he promises you something, you better believe it.
Yes, right.
If you don't believe it, you won't receive it.
Yes,
right, Laura?
That's right.
You know,
that's
so
right.
You just have to know. And just like we're so excited to talk about this mansion spa. This mansion spa got it going on, Laura. You've been up in there, right?
Yes.
In the last couple of weeks?
Yes.
So these are the package deals at the mansion spa. You get an aroma touch, and these are natural oils. You get a Swedish massage, America.
Yes.
You get a signature facial with your name on it. Okay?
Really?
And then you get a beautiful mani and pedi for the low introductory price of two. You get a whole day in the spa. I'm telling you, and it's healing there. That ain't no amount of money you can put on that.
Yeah.
That is really, truly our portion because God says that we are his children and healing is the children's grace.
Amen.
So we must partake of it, right,
yes.
Laura?
Amen.
So that's located at 2702, right behind the mansion on Park Road, which is at 2700 West Park Road Drive.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm so excited. And at 2704, we have the House of Glory.
Woo!
Yes. So you guys can come in and partake in a free place of freedom, right?
Yes.
And love. It's just nothing like the ammunition that God has for us.
Yes.
What's going on in the world today? You know, we're slayers in the spirit. And at 2706 America, we have a proof for that, for the Queen of Top.
Yes.
And I'm so excited about that, Lord.
Yes, me too. Woo!
Yes, so you guys, you know, pray for us
yes.
as we pray for you because we have a mighty call and you do too
yes.
on your life. And we want you guys to have everything that God
yes.
has for you. We're definitely on the countdown. We probably got 30 seconds, you know. And what would you like to pray us out, Laura?
Well, yeah, and also I want to remind everyone this coming Thursday,
yes.
we have The wellness show.
Thursday at 11.
At 11. Mm-hmm. And so come 11:30. In. 11:30. So tune in, y'all, and share the video. Also today we have Bible study.
Today is 6:30 at the House of Glory.
At the House of Glory.
Well, show up to the
Pastor Jack.
You better know.
He's here reading the Word.
Woo!
And so come on, get hungry for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Okay?
And then remember, check thyself.
Before
you wreck thyself. Woo! Okay? That's an Acts 3:19. And we're going to teach part two. We're going to teach part two of this on next week. So we're just so excited about it. Yeah, I know y'all excited about it.